Trump uses White House dinner attack to promote ballroom plan and call for unity. Trump uses the White House correspondence dinner incident to frame his plan for a ballroom at the White House as a security upgrade. The project runs into a judicial impasse that delays work. The event revives talk about political violence in the United States, with Trump stressing its historical significance and calling for unity among parties. Trump ties the WHCD attack to his plan for a White House ballroom as safety fix. He says the ballroom would boost security and let bigger events happen. A federal judge paused the work, saying the president can't sidestep Congress. The case renews talk about political violence in America. He stays calm and asks for unity while dealing with the legal fight. Trump uses dinner attack to push White House ballroom plan incident at the White House correspondence dinner hours after an armed man breached the security perimeter at the White House correspondence dinner in Washington, D.C. President Donald Trump faced questions from reporters. Officials confirmed the suspect, Cole Tomas Allen, a 31-year-old California resident, was detained by authorities. The incident interrupted the event, with the president and first lady briefly moved off stage as security moved guests to safety. The episode sparked renewed discussion about political violence in the United States and how leaders respond to such moments. Ballroom plan and legal hurdles. The president has long pressed for a new entertainment space at the executive residence. His supporters describe the project as a modernization effort intended to host larger gatherings and improve overall security. The proposed structure would cover about 8,300 square meters on the site of the East Wing. Officials say private donors would finance roughly $400 million, though donor names have not been released. The project has faced legal challenges. A federal judge previously ordered a halt to above-ground work, saying the president appeared to redefine the plan as a national security upgrade in a way that could bypass Congress. The court noted that security features alone do not authorize construction without proper authorization. An appeals court later allowed construction to continue while it reviews the ruling. Security arguments and court ruling. Trump's legal team argues the ballroom would enhance safety by adding modern security features and enabling larger events within the presidential complex. Court records show the government contends that the work requires congressional oversight and cannot be unilaterally pursued. While the case proceeds, the appellate panel has allowed the project to move forward under ongoing scrutiny. Tone, unity and public reactions. In remarks to reporters, Trump described the attack as a shocking event and stressed the need to bridge political divisions. He suggested the dinner demonstrated bipartisan and cross-ideological participation, noting that attendees included Republicans, Democrats, independents, and others. He indicated a plan to shift messaging from a harsh critique of the press to a message of reconciliation, though his public statements also criticized the anti-ballroom efforts and the legal challenges. Trump reiterated his view that national security concerns justify the project and criticized the ongoing lawsuit as politically motivated. He used social media and an interview on a news program to defend the plan, while underscoring that the incident should not derail dialogue across parties. Conclusion: Trump's framing of the White House ballroom as a security upgrade tied to the White House correspondence dinner illustrates how contemporary political events are used to advance architectural and administrative agendas. The plan promises enhanced safety and the capacity for larger events, but it faces significant legal hurdles. A federal judge halted above-ground work, citing the need for Congress involvement, and an appeals court is reviewing the decision. As the case proceeds, the episode resurrects national discussion about political violence and the responsibilities of leaders to respond with unity, not divisive rhetoric. Trump has argued that the project serves national security and modernization interests and that private donors would cover roughly $400 million, with donor names withheld, asserting that no public funds would be used. The ultimate resolution will depend on ongoing legal processes, the transparency of donor funding, and the balance between executive initiatives and legislative oversight, a test of democratic norms amid a charged political environment. Frequently asked questions. 1. How did Trump link the attack to the ballroom plan? He said the security scare shows the need for a bigger space at the White House and that the ballroom would make events safer and bigger. 2. What legal hurdles does the ballroom project face? A judge paused work above ground, saying it could be an end run around Congress. An appeals court allowed work to continue while it reviews. The core issue is whether the president can push the project without Congress. 3. How did Trump describe unity at the dinner? He said there was a strong sense of unity among Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Conservatives, and Liberals. He claimed Democrats were signaling agreement and wanted a message of love instead of a harsh speech. 4. Who pays for the ballroom and will donors be named? He says private donations total about $400 million. He won't reveal donor names. He claims no public money is used. 5. Why does this matter beyond the ballroom? It revives talk about violence in U.S. politics. Trump says it shows the need for unity and security at big events, and it stresses safety at political gatherings.